The Book Nook on WISO is made possible by 5 local library systems in Southwest Ohio: the Greene County Public Library, Washington Centerville Public Library, Midpoint Library System, Clark County Public Library, and the Dayton Public Library.
Hello, welcome to the Book Nook on WYSO. I'm Vic McCunis, and I'd like to welcome to the program today Lisa Lutz. Her new novel, The Passenger, just came out. She joins us by telephone from New York State. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited, Lisa. I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. You have been on my list.
That's awesome. Well, I wonder how many other lists I'm on.
Well, you're probably not on the do not call list because I just called you. I'm just kidding.
Correct.
Actually, the reason why you've been on my list is because sometimes I'll talk to writers and I'll ask them what other writers they are reading, what other books they're enjoying, and your name keeps coming up over and over and over again. And I thought, man, I got to talk to her. Everybody likes
really?
Her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Well, it's true. I'd say at least a half dozen times in the last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so The Passenger. I didn't figure out what that referred to, the title, until we got clear to the end of the book. And I'm a little hesitant to say much about this because this is – we could have called this novel Spoiler City. I mean, what? How do we talk about this story?
Actually, I found it very tricky myself because all I can really talk about is identity. So it's about a woman who, I mean, I think we can at least say the beginning, about a woman who finds her husband dead, and instead of calling 911, she takes off. And the book is, she goes through many different identities until her previous identity or her original identity catches up to her, and then she has to change again.
Should we call her Tanya, just for convenience?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out, too. She goes by different names, obviously, and we don't know who she really is until the end, and I would argue that's not who she really is. So,
I think, wasn't Tanya the name that the Symbionese Liberation Army gave to Patty Hearst when they kidnapped her?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I think it was. That's a great name. She's got a lot of great names in this. And this is really, like you say, about identity and identity theft. And when she wants to change identities, it's really interesting as a reader to observe how she goes about that.
Right, because for the most part, you know, I think that whenever I see movies or read books about identity changes, there's always someone who can get you the paperwork, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You get a photo taken and suddenly you have a very good-looking driver's license and passport. But I tried to limit, for the most part, Tanya's skills to my skills, and I don't know anyone who could get me a fake ID. So Tanya sometimes just looks for someone who resembles her vaguely and steals their ID.
Well, I'll email you later about the fake ID.
Oh, thank you. You know a guy?
So, well, I guess I'm alluding to the fact that so many of these chapters end with emails and in the beginning of the story. And we're reading the emails and we're thinking, okay, now this is going to make sense eventually, this conversation that's going on via email.
Right. Well, that is the trick. Well, My thing when I write is I like to keep the reader curious, because that's what I like as a reader. So just a way to let you know that something's going to be answered later on, but you don't know what. And you get more information about Tanya through the emails.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Lutz joins us. Her new novel is The Passenger. They are describing it in the press materials as a thriller, and there's certainly many thrills. I think it's just a classic mystery, and it's one of the most fun books I've read in a long time. I just was so entertained. How do you do that? How do you keep that going so strong all through the book? There's no lags.
It is pretty high intensity, especially for me, because this is not the typical kind of book I write. So it's my first proper crime novel. I've written 8 other books, and I've been accused of being a crime writer, but this is the first time I wrote about, you know, real crimes. I think what happened for me was it was very liberating, being able to use high stakes things in this book because it's of the genre. When I wrote comedic novels about a family of PIs, I never had any murders in the book because I had worked at a PI firm and we never solved a single murder. So I think one of the things about The Passenger is that it's like years of pent up things that I wanted to write about, and I was finally free to do that.
You've just referred to some books that I'm sure some of our listeners are familiar with, The Spellmans. Let's talk about The Spellmans a little bit.
Well, there's 6 books in the series. The first one's called The Spellman Files, and it's about a family of private investigators. And usually the stories involve them investigating each other much more than their cases.
And you actually worked at a private investigation firm. That must have provided some ample fodder for your fiction.
It did, and I think what was interesting was more in the way that the characters interacted with each other than with the cases themselves. I mean, you would be surprised at the odd things we did at the PI firm. And certainly there was surveillance, and I had some experience with that, and there were little tricks that I learned from the surveillance guys that I could put in the book. But a lot of the jobs we did were you would never think of. Like, whenever there's a prize-winning product of something, they hire PIs to sneak that product into stores. So, for example, I had a bag of chipless Chips Ahoy cookies, and they were worth $1,000 to whoever opened this box of cookies. But I had to get it into a supermarket. So it was like reverse shoplifting.
That was your gig? You got to go in and sneak the product into the store?
Yes, and it was a lot of fun. But the funniest part was that if they didn't have the right display, like the packaging didn't match the packaging in the store, you would have to leave with the cookies. And so then it actually felt like shoplifting, and I used to have a note on me explaining in case I got caught.
Well, you just go over and show them, well, look, you don't sell this design of a package.
Exactly.
Lisa Lutz joins us. Her new novel is The Passenger. I'm going to tiptoe through some of this because there's some things I'd like to talk about without giving anything away. And one of them is that Tanya, as we'll call her, is always looking for somewhere she can be safe for a little while. She's one step ahead of whoever these mysterious people might be that might be after her. She doesn't know. She goes online. She goes to the library. She occasionally will look up herself online to see if anybody's talking about her, one of her previous identities. And she's always looking for somewhere where she can stay. And one of the techniques that she uses is she goes up into an area, I'm thinking that's probably somewhat similar to where you are right now in New York, kind of a rural area. And she looks for places that look like maybe they're summer homes where she thinks maybe she can sneak in and live there for a while. I love that because we always have this sense of fear and foreboding because we never know how long she can hide out in one of these places. We don't know if the owner's going to show up or something else is going to happen. You have the tension built all through these visitations.
Yeah, no, it is a very dangerous thing to do, because someone can come home anytime or someone they know can be using the house and you have no way of knowing. However, where I live, I am aware of many neighbors who, I mean, I have a friend who has a house down the road. I probably shouldn't say this. He's never there. And I almost, for research, tried to break into his house, but I decided against it.
Yeah, that was probably a smart idea not to do that.
And then there's also a camp. I guess we're giving away a lot. But people will forget by the time
read the book. You're not giving anything away.
But there's a camp as well near my house, and I always think, you know, for most of the year, it's completely empty. Like, I could go there. I could, you know, I could sleep in their cabins. They're not locked. And, you know, I ended up touring the whole camp. It was, and that would be a great place to stay until it got really, really cold.
Mm. The book is The Passenger. Lisa Lutz joins us on the program today. And this poor Tanya, she's a fugitive. She keeps changing her identity. She keeps changing her appearance. She is always running out of money and trying to find more income somehow that she can earn off the grid, so to speak. And she keeps encountering these people that are suspicious of her. For instance, she'll go into a bar to get a drink, and there's just something about her. We all know what it's like to be in a really small town and be a stranger and have everybody wonder, well, why are they here? And she ends up in some pretty strange places. Let's talk about Recluse. I don't think we're giving anything away to talk about Recluse, are we? It's up to you.
We can talk about it. Yes, in Recluse, Wyoming, which is an actual name of a town, but I made up everything else about it. Tanya becomes a school teacher.
Right.
She's just the person you want with your kids, a fugitive and a possible murderer.
Uh-huh. And this is a place where she goes in the bar, and this is a place where everybody who lives there wants to leave. And so they don't understand why this young, attractive woman has shown up in their place. And she's like, well, you know, I'm just here. And they're like, there's something going on with this person.
Yeah. Well, eyes are always upon you in a small town. I mean, people talk. But what's interesting in this portion of the book is it's the only time she lives someplace where she's not hiding.
Mm.
And that's, you know, so then she's able to actually create some kind of identity for herself and have some relationships with people. And that's where she sort of tries to reinvent herself, which is what she does essentially every time. But this is her most successful version so far.
And we've become accustomed, particularly in recent years, to books that have somewhat unreliable narrators. We had Paula Hawkins on the show last year for The Girl on the Train. Her narrator is very unreliable.
Yes, I read that book. Yes.
We had Fiona Barton on the other day for The Widow. Her narrator is unreliable. I don't think of Tanya as that unreliable. I actually...
Thank you. I was thinking about that as well, that because of all the popularity of the unreliable narrator, I think people are reading my book and automatically assuming she is an unreliable narrator.
Right.
But she's not.
True. And because of that, I think that's one reason why, at least for myself as a reader, I like her right away. I'm rooting for her.
That's good. I've heard different things about that. Some people feel like because she's not... she's not a fully developed person in some sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel like they can't connect with her. But I just want you to feel a little bit off, because that's where she is. She hasn't figured anything out yet.
And because of the nature of being a fugitive and trying to hide and trying to survive, she is forced to commit crimes. She breaks in places. She turns into a very adept pickpocket. and she does worse things than that.
She does.
Yeah, she does some bad things, but we still love her.
I think that everything she does is explained and justified. I'm really into ethics and I like characters with a very strong ethical backbone. Obviously, that doesn't count for Blue. She's a little trickier. But I don't think I can write a main character who isn't sort of good at her core. However, people living off the grid and in a desperate state, you know, your morals change in some sense. And desperate people take, you know, desperate measures.
You're listening to the Book Nook on WYSO. I'm Vic McCunis, and we're recording an interview with Lisa Lutz in our studios here in Yellow Springs, Ohio, on the campus of Antioch College. And Lisa, you opened the blue door. I haven't brought up Blue, but Blue is the glue that holds this story together, isn't she?
She is. I didn't know that when I first began writing her, what she would do. But yes, she is the glue.
What a great character. Now, she's one we don't know. We're in the same position that Tanya's in. We don't know whether to trust her.
Right, exactly. And she seems helpful at first, but she's clearly... It becomes clear almost immediately how savvy a person she is and how adept she is at very criminal behavior.
It sounds like you were waiting to write this book for a long time. What was the process for you? Where did the story come from? What inspired you?
Well, years ago I had a vague notion of writing about a woman who keeps changing her identity. It was going to be a screenplay because that's what I did back then, or what I tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always there with me. It's always something I thought of. And then when I was ready to take a break from the Spellman books, I was just sitting at a bar with my editor, and I kind of told her this vague idea I had. And, what she said, I remember, was, just make sure her reason for leaving in the first place is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so that took me forever to figure out, okay, what is Tanya's backstory? Why did she have to run in the first place? So then I had a few elements in place, and my editor just said, write it. And it was a great experience.
And you had that conversation in a bar, which sounds a lot like where Tanya has a lot of her conversations.
Yeah, I think bars do feature in my books quite a bit. I mean, the Spellman Files, the main character is just always in a bar.
Uh-huh. Didn't the Spellmans originally start off as a screenplay, but it just didn't work?
They did, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a good screenplay, so did my agent. But at that point, I had already written something that was made that was really, really bad. And I just couldn't really get anyone to take me seriously at that point.
How did writing screenplays prepare you to become a novelist?
You have to, a couple of different things. You have to grab people with a screenplay, and you have to grab them quickly, and you can't kind of... You don't have room. There's no leisure for you can't let anyone get bored, I guess, is the point whenever I think of a screenplay. But I also spent years, like, writing dialogue. Almost, that was it. For me, screenplays were all about the dialogue, nothing else. So I think it really helped with voice. But then when I began writing novels, you know, fleshing things out and learning how to, what to describe, what not to describe. There was a whole learning curve there.
Well, this book is filled with great dialogue. She talks a lot, and she has a lot of interior conversations with herself.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it was interesting finding her voice, because, you know, when you write in first person, you want it to be distinct. I didn't want it to sound like any of my other books, and so that was sort of it was a voice I actually heard in my head very, very clearly.
Well, as a reader, it sounds very genuine to read it. The book is The Passenger, Lisa Lutz wrote it. She joins us on the program today. And to quote the tycoon from New York City, I think this book could be huge.
I hope so. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it is so entertaining. I just loved reading it. And I kept laughing. I know it's not meant to be humorous, but I kept laughing. There's something about it that is funny.
It's interesting. So this is by far my most serious book. The Spellman books are all, I would argue, they're comedic novels first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was writing this, you know, I really had to get out of the habit of, you know, writing jokes. And so in my mind, this is a very serious book, and I was at an event, and I just read a little bit from the beginning, and people were laughing.
Uh-huh.
Which is what, you know, always happened when I read the other books. But I was like, what's going on here? This is serious.
I guess you're hardwired. You're hardwired. It's in there still, the humor, even though you tried not to.
And that's so funny.
And then at the end, I'm not going to give anything away, but at the end, you come at us with the left and the right. Boom, boom. Just whack, whack. You know, okay. Here's this and here's that, and you just slam us down. I mean, wow, what a great finish.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there were a couple things there were a lot, actually more than a few things that just I found along the way. They weren't part of the master plan.
Mm.
And those are always interesting when you write, because then you have to sort of go back and then revise how you've done some things.
Lisa Lutz.
This is obviously a very tricky book to talk about.
Yeah,
because we're
right.
Trying not to.
No, I think we're doing okay, aren't we? Except for the recluse thing.
Oh, yeah, I think we're doing okay.
Okay.
I just wonder what it sounds like to listeners.
Well, I think we're talking about your craft, and we're talking about the fact that there's so much in this story that we can't give away. We're leaving that to the listeners and the readers to enjoy on their own.
Very good. I appreciate that.
The book is The Passenger by Lisa Lutz, and as I mentioned before, your name has been on the lips of a number of authors that I have interviewed, so I'm going to toss that ball back at you. What are some of the books and writers that you enjoy reading?
Oh, gosh, so many. In the crime writing world, I'm a huge fan of Megan Abbott, Laura Lippman, Allison Galen is... Mm. Quite good. She's got a book out right now called What Remains of Me. I grew up, the first crime novel I read was by Jim Thompson. It was called The Killer Inside Me. And I think that book stuck with me pretty hard, because it's also kind of a book that's got a very dry sense of humor. In fact, when it was originally described to me, my friend said, it's about this sheriff, Lou Ford, and he bores people to death before he kills them. And that's, I mean, not exactly right, but the sheriff is incredibly long-winded, and he just prattles on and on, like in a casual way, you know, and it is true right before he murders people. So Jim Thompson was a big influence, Patricia Highsmith for sure.
Uh-huh.
But let's see, now, you know, the other writers I like are, you know, like Richard Price and George Pelicanos. I really like urban crime.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read other things a lot. A book called Where'd You Go, Bernadette is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
By Maria Semple.
It's a good list.
Yeah.
We had Richard Price on last year for The Whites. That book was a real surprise.
Oh yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, and last year we had Tim Johnston on for Descent, which I loved, and I see he gave you a blurb.
He did. I loved that book too. Yeah.
Let's spoil that story now. When you're reading that book, and there's a part where she's skiing away, do you expect her to fall in a hole?
Oh yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
That ending.
Wow.
Is just Yeah. Brutal. Yeah, his book is great.
Yeah. I was just remembering how she got away. You're right. Whew.
Yeah.
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 My producer read it, and he's just done a pantomime of that. So, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, yeah. And I'm actually going to be on a panel with him in Tucson in a few weeks.
Are you? At the Tucson Festival of Books?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see you're going out on book tour next week, and you're going to be in Southern California, and you've got a couple of joint events with Allison Galen. That sounds like fun.
Yes, it should be really fun. Exactly. And I will – and Chris Pavone, I don't know if you've read him, the expats. He's got a book coming out called The Travelers.
I have not.
Oh, he's very good. He's very, very good, yeah. So I'll be also doing some panels with him in Tucson and in – and I'm doing the Virginia Festival of the Book as well.
Oh, Charlottesville. Nice.
Yes.
Well, sounds
and
like
I've never been.
Sounds like a fun tour.
No, it should be.
Do you usually go out on book tour for your books?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's it like to meet your readers?
It's great. It's always surprising. You always kind of feel like it's a very generous thing for someone to do, to come to a reading and buy your book. And it makes you feel good about, like, we live in a world where there are some people who still, like, love to read a real book enough to come to a bookstore one night. So, yeah, it's always interesting because people have insight, and with each book it's a little bit different, and it's fun.
Okay, thinking about the traditional pipeline that I'm accustomed to for a lot of writers, I'm going to guess that you're either in progress on your next book or you've already written it.
Yeah. Yes, I am in progress, and I should have already written it.
Okay.
But
is it one of those things that you're superstitious about and you don't want to say anything about it?
No. I can mention what it's about. It's about two friends over many years, about like 15 or 20, but a man and a woman, but they're just friends. And so we follow them through college, and then we meet them later again in middle age, and they're still close. But there's a suspicious death in their college years that's somehow connected to them, and then there's a murder later on, which changes how they see each other.
Would this go under the crime novel again, like this one, The Passenger?
Yeah, it would be a crime novel, but it wouldn't be, but it would be much more character-based.
Okay. I hate those categories, but I'm also, I'm a nut for crime fiction, so what can I say?
No, I know. Yeah, at least with this book, especially with The Passenger, like, you can actually say it's a crime novel. I always struggled with previous books because people kept calling them – I mean, I actually have had people call the Spellman books murder mysteries, and there are no murders in the book. Like, people just don't know what to call them.
Right.
So it's been nice to just say, I'm writing a crime novel.
Well, we like to be organized and pretend that we know where things fit, but usually they don't fit neatly into a category. And The Passenger, the only category I think it fits in is – the bestseller list.
Well, thank you.
So I'll be watching that, Lisa. Well, we really appreciate your time today.
I appreciate your wonderful questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My guest has been Lisa Lutz. The book is The Passenger. For The Book Nook, I'm Vic McInnes.